Welcome to The Scoop, Equine Nutrition Podcast. This is episode 2. I am your host, Annie Emery. Thank you so much for joining me today. We will be talking about vitamin K and bone supplements. Should we put our horse on a bone supplement? What does the science say? What does the science not say? And how in the world should we make this decision? So, first of all, disclaimer, this is not a substitute for medical advice. I am not a veterinarian. I am not involved in the medical field. I am an equine nutrition professional, and as such, you should always talk through all of your medical decisions with your veterinarian. This is intended for education purposes only, and you are free to use or not use at your own risk. So, as owners, we want to make sure our horses have strong and healthy bones throughout their lives. A hot new area of supplements include products that are intended to increase bone mineralization and strength. So let's keep in mind that these are bone supplements. Bone has a very unique cell environment. Bone cells are not cartilage cells. Bone cells are not ligaments. They're not muscle. They are specific bone cells. So let's make sure we understand the purpose of these supplements. They will not treat arthritis. They will not make cartilage grow, and they will not help tendons. So we are talking about the actual 3D structure of the bone themselves. So are these products you should consider? First of all, let's take a big picture look and think about what is vitamin K. We want to be very educated as owners on what we're looking for. Is this the active ingredient we even want to be using? So the majority of supplements designed to increase bone mineralization and strength contain vitamin K. So let's look at the function of this vitamin so we can make accurate choices as consumers with how we feed our horses. So vitamin K is a fat-soluble vitamin. It's stored in the liver of horses. It has been known to be connected to the blood system in humans. It has only recently begun to show a role in other systems, including bone. It is thought to increase bone production, reduce bone resorption, and help with the formation of bone mineral matrix. Most of the push for vitamin K comes from results seen in humans. However, horses and humans appear to not have the same source, absorption, and distribution of this vitamin, making it very hard to translate the research to horses. Additionally, human studies looking at the effect of dietary vitamin K on bone health show conflicting results. So when we look at ingredients in supplements, and remember, supplements are not regulated or certified in the USA, so it's definitely used at your own risk. Anybody can make and sell a supplement literally in their garage, so caution is needed. It is not regulated like horse food is regulated. So we want to know what are the types of vitamin K, what would we look for in a bone supplement, and what would show the most potential to help bones. There are three types of vitamin K, and it is very important to know the difference. K1 is naturally occurring, but has very poor absorption in the horse. K1 is bound to the chloroplast membrane of leafy green vegetables. Next, we have vitamin K2. This is also naturally occurring. The key here is this is produced by bacteria in the hindgut of the horse. That is right, horses make their own vitamin K. There are 15 different versions of this, and vitamin K2, melanocortin 4, is implicated in bone health. So it's very important if you do want to use a horse supplement that it contains that version of vitamin K2. Vitamin K3 is a synthetic vitamin and is not naturally occurring. It can be found in some commercial mixes and it is added to feed and supplements. However, literature has reported some toxicities. So the big question is, how much vitamin K does my horse need every day? So we don't know. The recommended daily allowance, RDA, for vitamin K is currently not established in horses. However, there are a couple of things we do know. So let's talk about those now. So horses are not generally known to have a vitamin K deficiency due to diet. And it is also thought that they do make their own vitamin K. And the vitamin K made in the hindgut, which is also called the cecum, is suspected to meet these daily requirements. Fresh grass is the main source of vitamin K, and the concentration is low in cereal feeds, such as those based on oats and corn. The class of horse that is most likely to experience a vitamin K deficiency is a neonatal foal. Blood coagulation issues in osteoporosis in humans might be related to a deficiency in vitamin K and could translate to horses. However, they have very different digestive tracts. So overall, findings suggest a possible association between inadequate vitamin K intake and the development of bone diseases in young horses. This observation warrants further investigation as the consequences are not fully understood. So let's see what others are saying about bone supplements. I asked my Facebook group, which at the time had 10,000 people, what do they think of bone supplements? 63% of the respondents did not know what the bone supplements do specifically. 27% of these respondents also indicated that they do not use bone supplements due to concerns about risk, price, and safety. So out of everyone surveyed that responded, only 8% of respondents have used a bone supplement. So based on these findings, general education to owners about active ingredients, options, and safety will be very important to prioritize as we add to the knowledge of vitamin K and bone supplements. In fact, that's why I decided to do this podcast episode today. So should you consider adding a vitamin K supplement? So as a bone biologist, I would ask, is the bone an area that generally needs help and intervention? So bone is a carefully regulated system of bone resorption and bone mineralization. There is a play between the osteoblasts and the osteoclasts that occurs throughout the life of humans, horses, dogs, cats. So bones seem to do quite well on their own. Bones do not generally have the same problems as we notice with articular cartilage. So once those die, they're dead. That is an avascular system. The articular cartilage does not regrow. It does not regenerate. It's kind of once it's done, it's done. Therefore, arthritis is much trickier to treat and is also an inflammatory process. So bones kind of hum along on their own quite well. We do need to be careful. I'll get into some influences on bones. But generally, horses, do they even have bone mineral problems? Do they have osteoporosis? It's not generally thought to be a main concern, based on my perspective working with clients. But as always, if you have a specific concern about your horse's bone needs, definitely work with your vet and see what they suggest for interventions. But generally, are bones even something we have to worry about? I don't know. I'm kind of neutral on that one. So should we even be using vitamin K? In humans, there is currently insufficient data to make any recommendation. The only recommendation given is that it should only be used if there's a known deficiency or a bone coagulation problem. Given that there's less information on horses, the same thought process should carry through. So I'm probably not going to give my personal horse a bone supplement. But as owners, you're free to do whatever you want with your horse, knowing that there are potential risks. And as I discussed, you know, there's a lot we still don't know. And knowing that horses even make their own vitamin K in the first place, they make vitamin B and they make vitamin K. Do we need to even add and fluff and add more? I don't know. Since we don't even know the RDA, there's some questions I have here. So, you know, do with that what you think is best. I will say that one of the best things you can do for your horse's bone health is ensure that the hay and concentrates you are giving the horse provides the recommended daily allowance for calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium. So the recommended daily allowance for those depend on your horse's life stage, training program, and weight. Additionally, checking the calcium and phosphorus ratio is very important. So the calcium and phosphorus ratio is all of the feeds and forages, pasture, anything your horse consumes, all of those added together to get the final ratio. And this is very important, especially if you have a horse that is 2 years of age or under. Young horses need a lot of nutrition care. I don't think people appreciate how much their bones grow, and their nutrition needs are actually higher than mature horses. When you use alfalfa as a high percentage of the diet, it's always best to check this calcium and phosphorus ratio, and sometimes it works great, sometimes it doesn't, and I have found what you pair the concentrate with the alfalfa makes a big difference. Some concentrates pair better with others, and we do have alfalfa specific ration balancers if that's the right classification to feed your horse. And we also know that proper exercise is also known to help build bone density. Try to avoid stall rest if at all possible and go very slowly with an exercise program to reduce the risk of microfractures. Finally, working with myself or another independent nutritionist is a great way to balance the diet and make sure you're providing the right vitamins and minerals for bone health. So, in conclusion, do bones even need help? I don't know. There is increasing awareness of the role of vitamin K in bone health, energy metabolism, and immunity, but little research has been conducted in horses specifically. At this point, there's not enough evidence for me to suggest vitamin K containing bone supplements to clients. Based on my experience and current research, it is best to focus on efforts of proper training and diet. However, if you do want to move forward and pick a bone supplement, try to go with a very reputable company that lets you know where they source their ingredients. So thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Annie Emery. I am an independent and certified nutrition professional. I own Revolution Equine Nutrition based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I offer virtual consultations, supplement reviews, and nutrition education to clients in the USA and Canada. You can find me at revolutionequinenutrition.org. I post a lot of educational content there, as well as you can find me on Facebook at the Very Large Horse Nutrition Feeds Supplements Science Education and Discussion Group. This is a place for horse owners to gather that is free of commercial bias, and it tells us what's the latest research, what is worth your money, and it just expands on topics that we discuss in this podcast. This recording is property of Revolution Equine Nutrition and is copyright 2024. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited to bring you more topics this year on the Scoop podcast, including hopefully interviews and different guest speakers. So if you have any suggestions, you can find me at annie@revolutionequinenutrition.com, and I would love to hear your ideas and what you want to hear about.